neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Had a special family in mind. So he sent Eliezer. So he said, go to the over there, Avodah Zarah, the idol worshiper, and find the match for my son. So now, what was the intention of Rabbi Avinu Shalom? Because he believed manners, midot, comes first. So even though that these people, they have some type of ideology, the worship of the Zarah, but that is better compared to somebody that doesn't have manners, doesn't have tarbiyat. So now, I'll let you explain this. He worshiped an idol, but this is better than somebody that doesn't have manners, doesn't have their heritage. How could be such a thing? Could it be such a thing? He worshiped an idol. It's better? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I mean, the great Hashem and your God is not correct. That's a Hilul Hashem, so that's a bigger thing.
Worshiping Avodah Zarah is not Hilul Hashem? Understand, but you're denying Hashem. You're kofar. You're kofar. It's better than to be a kofar than not having midot. You don't have the lecheret.
When you have midot, you have a chance of disconnecting from Abu
Dhabi. But he worship idol.
Right.
Okay. So he doesn't have midot. Which one you prefer? Which one you?
But the midot, as Mr. Talasan said, it mostly deals with Bein Atam and Chaverot. Hashem prefers that the person can maintains that as opposed to...
Fine, but it could be... No, you could be living in an island.
Midot Kodarav is inside the people. But Avodah Zarah, they're making a mistake. If they find out they're not making a mistake, they change.
You mean that means you can convince somebody to not worship idol, but you cannot convince somebody to change himself? Yeah? It's the bottom line.
One is much harder than the other.
No, impossible compared to something that is possible.
Oh, correct.
Yes. You agree?
Yes.
You're easy today.
It fits.
How did Eliezer know that Ibrahim has midot? How did he know?
Because the water raised to her when she went to get
it. No, he gave water to the channels.
So that's chesed. How did he know she has manners? How did he know?
The water put it up and he gave it to them. To him, he said he's gonna give the rest of the camels.
Okay.
He don't want to hurt his feelings to throw the water out.
So what was the request of Eliezer? What did he ask in his tefillah?
Just to give water to the Gemara.
No, when he prayed to Hashem, what did he ask?
Yes.
He says, the girl that comes and what?
Give water to the camel.
No,
To me and ask.
To me? How to me? How? In a glass? Glass of water? No, he specified. He said, I need a girl that comes and offers me water.
Bring down his...
No. No, how did Eliezer ask that this girl would give him water? Huh? No? He didn't give you a report card. He asked that when the girl comes, that she would offer him to drink from the jug, not even a glass of water. He specified, Hatina Kader. He said, I want a girl that would come, that would offer me to drink from the jug. Not from the glass. Why?
Because the glass, you're saying how much the person can drink. The jug is drink as much as you want.
No, you can keep pouring. No, you will pour in the glass one.
The jug is personal, so if you're sharing something and you...
No. He wanted to see, and he hasn't wanted to see, that when he will drink from the jug, whatever that is left, what she's going to do with it. So now, she gave water to Eliezer. Good? So now there's some water left. Good? So what's she going to do with it? No, what are the options? One option is...
She could throw it on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then that might look rude because it looks dirty. And then she instead, she found a different way. Gave it to the hand.
So now, if she would just throw it on the floor, how would the answer feel?
Very bad.
Look at this, you know, he's sick. He's a chole. Now that's why she poured it on the water, that the leftover, the left, no, if she would put it on the wall, on the floor, so then that would show that she's rude to him, and he would become offended. So what did she do?
That meant,
not as shalom, I want to be rude to you. This leftover, what did she do? She put it in a special place that the camel, they drink. Why? She would not disrespect Eliezer. So the point here was not that. She was a Ba'alat Chesed. She was a kind lady. The whole point was that she had such a good Midah. You know why they call it Midah? Midot? What does Midot come from? But what is Midot? Why there is such a term for manners?
It's a measure.
Measure, good. So that means you have a kilo. You can change it. No, you have a kilo, you know, sange kilo. You can change it? No. You have 2 meters of a fabric. Can you change it? Can you?
No.
That's why manners is midot. Why? Because it's not that it's in his blood. That's a wrong term. Because now they can do blood infusion. You can change it. Midot is much worse.
Nemeshe,
there is no way. That's it. That means the same way that the midah, you cannot change it. It's a kilo, 2 kilos. That's it. Midot, that's it. That's why Rav Nachman of Shalom said, go find me a girl from people that worship idols. Why? Because this mentality can change. But the manners, you can never change.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.